being helpless against that wonder. Like, we have limitations as human beings. And oftentimes we feel defeated, yeah? Like, I feel defeated by the fact that I can't go out there and get the perfect wave every time. It's just not going to happen. It's impossible. I can't stop time so my kids are this size for the next 5 years. There's things that we just cannot do. We cannot count the grains of sand. It's just, it's impossible. And no matter how hard we try, we cannot kill Jesus Christ. Even in our ignorance, we kill him. But he won't stay dead. It just doesn't work that way. That's like, right. The universe doesn't know what to do when Jesus is put in a grave. It's like, wait, this is pop! It doesn't work.
Spits him out.
Death breaks when that happens. It's just, it's like, I can't really explain it. It's just, there's some wonder. And there's also some wonder when we give up and when we are defeated. Because in a sense, like, we all have our flaws. And even, like, you could say it's like a handicap. Like, we all have a sort of a handicap where we damage ourselves. And way back in the garden, we used our ability. The handicap just draw its teeth and we decided we're going to just reflect our own image. We don't have to reflect the image of God. We don't have to obey a God and creator. We're going to just become our own reflection. And that kind of, that broke us. And we were defeated. And we've always kind of gone with that. And on that day of the cross, it drew its ugly claws again. And out of our, like, ignorance, it says in Acts, the Jews killed Jesus. Well, I want to say it's a little bit like a handicap. It's like a little kid with autism. Oh, I hate you, Dad! Oh, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you! And the dad's like, you don't know what you're saying. You don't hate me, and I know you don't. And when you stop this fit, I'm going to hold you, and I'm going to tuck you in, and I'm going to keep you safe from hurting yourself ever again. That's the kind of flaw that humanity has. It's like a mentally ill spouse that just freaks out and starts throwing the pots and pans, or is drunk and just, like, can't help themselves but cause damage to their husband or their wife or whatever it is. And there's a part of that that's so true, and it's inescapable. That there's a flaw that's called sin, and no matter how hard you want to, like, defeat it, you can't. Because it's not our, we can't defeat it, but it is defeatable. Yeah.
That's good news.
It's defeatable, and that's good news. Yeah. It's an unstoppable redemption. Yeah. Yes. And I'm so grateful that I've heard this since I was a little kid. Yeah. And I believed it. Like, I had enough belief, like a mustard seed, to be like, yeah, I think I believe that Jesus did die to set me free from this, like, illness, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he has the power to do that. Okay, cool. And all along my life, I've had things where I see sin in me. I'm like, I think, God, I need you. Can you help me with this? Please. Like, I can't defeat this thing. It's not a possum that I can just throw out. It's like, it doesn't work that way. And I've had this amazing grace,
yes,
that I'm like, my dad's going to take care of that thing.
Amen.
Like, my dad's going to get that out. And I can believe that. Like, I have to, right? Like,
yes.
I just have to.
Yeah.
And it's been the best thing that I've ever found. Like, it's the best wonder that my soul can, like, feel rest. Like, my soul can feel peace because of this story right here. Despite my failures, God's grace prevails.
Amen.
Despite your failures, God's grace will prevail.
Amen.
You throw whatever you have at God's grace, His grace will win.
Yes.
He has more ability to take a punch than we have to give. Like not even just us, but like, think about like the cosmos. Think about like the darkness of any bad movie you've ever seen, like Lord of the Rings, okay? All darkness of Mordor, you throw it at Jesus,
mm-hmm,
and he's just like, what else you got?
Was that,
I don't know. They throw everything at him, and he's just like, that's a gnat, you know? That's just like a, what is that? You can't, like, if you think that your sin can keep you from his salvation, like, you think you're this huge monster god or something. You are just a little speck, you know?
You're like,
there's so much sin atoned for. We can't,
yes,
even count it.
Yes.
It's,
yeah,
like, it's crazy.
Come on.
And another thing.
Yeah. Come on.
When we ask for forgiveness, I need water. I'm like cottonmouth here.
Oh.
Thanks. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Okay. You guys like this forgiveness stuff? Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So when we ask for forgiveness and repent, right? Jesus, I repent. I turn from these things. I just want to trust that you can save me from myself.
Yes.
I just trust that, okay? When we do that, God forgives, like, some of our sin.
Mm-mm.
Or, like, all of one sin. No.
All of it.
All of every sin.
Yes.
Amen.
Gone.
That's it.
Done. Gone.
No.
Yeah, and that's, like, you can't stop that. It's undefeatable.
Come on.
This is like really an easy message to preach.
It's
not like
this. Yes.
It's not, you know, other than the autistic comment, it's not like an offensive, you know, thing at all. This is great.
You're forgiven.
This is just the universal laws, man. Jesus forgives all of every sin. Okay. Let's read the scriptures. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you back in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise."
Yes.
And they remembered his words and returned to the tomb. They told all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the disciples, but these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home, marveled at what had happened. I just think, like, the Savior was dead, and then he wasn't. It's like, what kind of Savior, you know, in the movie actually dies and stays dead? Like, this Jesus, he's a Savior that doesn't die. Like, he doesn't ever die. It's like, he's not dead. He's not dead. Are you kidding me? Our Savior didn't stay dead. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I pictured myself doing. I'm like, Lord, am I going to preach on Easter? And I just saw myself like this, like, yeah, he's not dead. We could keep reading. This is good. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus drew himself near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" Maybe that's why they didn't recognize him, because he was like British. And they stood looking at him so sad. The one named Cleopas answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened?" "What things?" he said. "What things?" I don't know. And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel and take away the sins of the world, like, for good. We had hoped that, but he got murdered on the cross." And here's Jesus, like, listening to this. "Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back, saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." That's one of my daughters right there. All right. Our daughters. Okay, and Jesus said to them, can I do the accent again? Okay. "Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter his glory? In the beginning, with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And then he vanished from their sight. He's untamable. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures with his British accent?" And they rose that same hour. That was a variant text there. And they rose that same hour and entered Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered and saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them. Peace to you. Like holding that kid after they just threw themselves through a fit and they couldn't even give anymore. Man, these guys are just exhausted from this event. Like, they're just exhausted from seeing the evil happen, knowing that they had hope, and now that hope's gone, and now they're just back to fighting their sin on their own and waiting for a savior that won't die, right? Then he shows up, he's like, "I didn't die. We're good. I am the Savior. Yes. Peace be with you. I got you. I yes. got you. You're yes. going to be okay. You can't hurt yourself anymore." Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do you doubt in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is me, myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones that you see I have." This is for real. This is for real. Come on. Trust me. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved, for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. And then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father to you, but stay in the city until you are clothed." And he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he blessed them, he departed from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Here's the sunrise. I'm just thinking what accent to do next.
Australian.
Not really, no, I'm not. So today we celebrate that our failures have been defeated by his love.
Yes.
That our attempts to grab control and our attempts to even like destroy ourselves in some way, that can all be defeated. We just cling on to Jesus, just hold on to him, and he will never fail us. It's unbreakable. It's immovable. His ability to forgive is greater than our ability to sin. Don't you just feel, isn't there like a sense of this that's just like, okay, like you win. Like you win. I'm like defeated in the best way. Like you can, the sun will rise. I can't stop that. The sun will set. I can't stop that. Like I cannot stop God's hope for me. I can't stop all the dreams that he has for me. Like all I got to do is cling on to Jesus. And like, that's it. The rest is paid for. Like that little possum that shows itself when you mess up. And when your flaws appear, it's like, no, like, God's going to get that out of my house. It's going to be okay. Like, we can cling to that. That's just our old sin nature kind of poking its head out. You just got to kick it out the house. Get it run over on the freeway. Or whatever. I almost did that. I almost, like, threw it into the street, but no. All right, so not only do we have a hope for our sins being forgiven, but he's like, how would you like to raise from the dead? How would you like to just live forever with me and my Father? How's that? Is that an extra little bonus? Because that's what I'm going to do too. Like he's showing us that if we cling to him, we have eternal life, unbreakable. First Peter says it's like a salvation, unfading, uncorruptible.
Amen.
Uncorruptible, yeah. So, let's see. If you're a believer, today is just a day to go and sing praises and joy that there's nothing you can do to stop God from saving you.
Amen.
Just keeps clinging on to Jesus, man.
Amen.
Yeah. Party on, Wayne. And if you don't know Jesus, you're going to taste death and it's going to hurt. So just grab onto him. Amen. There's nothing else to do. Like, he's going to defeat you. It says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Lord. I don't know how he's going to get you to do that, but it might hurt. We could just hopefully just believe. Just believe. Just have a little bit of faith that God will get you there. And God will, he'll save you and he'll heal you. All right, let's pray. And who's going to do the benediction? Pastor Brad. All right. All right, Lord, thank you for just saving us from our own destructive ways. And Lord, we just cling on to you, and we thank you so much that you invented trash trucks that take out the trash. And Lord, like, you're just, I don't know what to say, but like, wow. Like, oh my gosh, whoa. You're so full of wonder. I can't even imagine like what you went through on the cross and what the Father went through to see you suffer like that. And wow, like we wonder at you, and we thank you so much that you You have the ability to save us, and you did. And thank you. Amen.